Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, reaction continues to come in after Congressman Colin Peterson was defeated in the District 7 congressional race by Republican Michelle Fischbach on election night. Peterson's been in office since 1991. We at the American Farm Bureau Federation would like to express our thanks to Representative Peterson for his decades of service in the House of Representatives. Throughout his years on the House Ag Committee, especially his years as the committee chairman, Congressman Peterson has been a leader for rural America on such important issues as farm bills, regulatory reform, and new trade deals. He made it clear through his work that his politics are grounded in farmers, livestock producers, and rural America, and that will be his legacy, said Farm Bureau. Minnesota Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy Amber Hansen-Glazier says Chairman Peterson has been a champion for agriculture for many years.
Chairman Peterson has served Minnesota agriculture and agriculture across the country so well and has made such a big impact for farmers and ranchers. And he will be missed. His leadership and experience will definitely be missed in the Ag Committee. We're looking forward to working with Congresswoman-elect Fischbach, though, and getting to work with her, and she has said that she's going to ask to be on the Ag Committee, so that will be good from that perspective. Yeah, but definitely a big loss in CD7 with the chairman not being reelected this year.
Hansen-Glazier says Minnesota was fortunate to have Peterson serving in the many leadership roles that he held over the last three decades. Colin Peterson lost his bid for another 2 years to former Lieutenant Governor Michelle Fischbach by almost 50,000 votes, ending his career as one of the few remaining Democrats on Capitol Hill. Fischbach was first elected to the Minnesota Senate in 1996 and briefly served as Lieutenant Governor in 2018. Well, the Extension Risk Management Education Program and U.S. Department of Agriculture are hosting a webinar coming up on November the 12th for agricultural producers and professionals that are focused on livestock risk management. Webinar will be free to attend and will provide information on livestock markets, price risk, and risk management options that are available through USDA. We strongly encourage farmers and ranchers to attend this webinar, said Bill Northey. We strongly encourage farmers and ranchers to attend this webinar, said Bill Northey, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. The information that will be presented here will be invaluable to livestock producers who have an interest in the various risk management tools available to them through USDA. I brought my experience as a rancher with me when I came to USDA, and I know firsthand the challenges that America's livestock producers face. If you'd like to get signed up for that webinar, it's going to be scheduled from 2 to 3 Eastern Time on Thursday, November the 12th, and producers can register at farm.unl.edu/webinars. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.